Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, special guest Dr. Ray McAllister teaches on the dangers of Calvinism.
The subject tonight is so varied and complicated that it is hard for me to know which way to run with it. Calvinism originated with a man by the name of Calvin, of course, John Calvin, who was born in France, but he, in your paper there, we're not going to cover all of his life, like, this is not all his life, but you can look in there and read what he did. He studied a man by the name of Augustine, who was a writer back in the late fourth and early fifth centuries. And it was him that introduced predestination into theology. Well, Calvin studied this man, and he came up with his own brand of theology. And that has kind of stuck with us through these years. As we know, and that's why it's called Calvinism, is because Calvin was sort of the father of this whole thing. Oh, Calvinists can be so varied, and there's so many different kinds of Calvinist. But it all revolves around one central idea, and that is that sometime in the past, God chose, for no particular reason, a certain number of people who would be saved, and all the rest of the people have absolutely no chance of anything but going to hell. Now, the reasoning is this. Everybody's going to hell anyway. I mean, everybody, we're all sinners. We're all going to die and go to hell. So God is just going down picking out some of those and keep them from going to hell. So the reasoning goes. And I think I said in here, stop and think about this. If we had a shipwreck out there and 10 people were in the water going to drown, and you say, well, they're all going to drown anyway, I'm going to go out there and save two of them. Although I could save all 10 of them, got room in my boat for all 10, but I'm going to save two, and I'd be justified in saving two because I said, look, he's going to drown anyway, but I saved two. I ought to be thankful for that. Don't make sense to me. Okay, so let's kind of jump in the middle of this. The skeleton around which all Calvinism is built is an acronym called TULIP, T-U-L-I-P. And we're going to run through that, and that's inside your paper there, if you want to look there with us. T-U-L-I-P, called the 5 points of Calvinism. Some people say I'm a 5-point Calvinist. Some say I'm a 2-point Calvinist. I'm a 0-point Calvinist. Amen. I don't believe any of this. Okay, T stands for total depravity. Now, I believe in total depravity. I believe man is a sinner totally. All of him is infected by sin, but that's not what they mean by this. They mean total inability. That is, man does not have the ability to believe. Why? Because he is dead in trespasses and sin. What the Bible says. I heard a man on the radio one day said he took his class. He was an instructor or professor or whatever. He took him out to a cemetery and went up to a man's grave and commanded him to believe and said, look, he's dead. He can't believe. And I thought, you idiot. He can't believe, but he can't sin either. So if he can't sin, he don't need a Savior. But he talking to him, you know, come on, believe now. What he's doing is he is mixing up spiritual death with physical death. Death means a separation. When you die, your spirit and soul is separated from your body. In this death, our sin has separated us from God. And that's the death that he's talking about here in the Bible, is a separation from God. Not that we are dead like someone in the ground. All right? So first of all, total depravity or total inability is what they mean by that. That's the T in TULIP. U stands for unconditional election. That means that God, for no particular reason, not anything he saw in them in the future, he just picked out some to save. I don't know about you, but I don't pick out stuff that way. When I pick something out, I try to pick through it and find the best and what I want. But I guess God has closed his eyes and decided on which ones. I don't believe that. But anyway, we have to go on because L stands for limited atonement. All right, now then, because God chose this certain group, and these are the only ones that are going to be saved, then when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die for everybody. His atonement was limited to these particular people that he's going to save someday. You get what he's saying here? The atonement is limited to only these people. Well, 1 John 2:2 says, he is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. I believe that the Bible teaches that Jesus' death on the cross paid the sins for every last single person on the earth, and not just a few. All right, well, limited atonement. Don't believe that. Now, I stands for irresistible grace. What does that mean? Here's where it starts against complicated. He's picked out these certain amount of people that he's going to save. Now, these people don't have the ability to believe. So first, before they can have faith, they must be regenerated. So in their belief, regeneration comes first, and then believing comes second. Because until they're regenerated, they can't believe because they're unable to believe. And God is going to save these people regardless of them. They have no choice in the matter. They are going to be saved because God picked them out. God now gave them redemption and gave them faith. And now because of that faith, then of course they're saved. But wow, faith comes after you get regenerated. No, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. Stop and think about this a minute. God picked out a certain number of people, and I don't know what the number is supposed to be. God picked them out, and it is impossible for them not to come to faith in Jesus Christ, because it is God doing it, according to them. It's God doing it, and God's going to make sure that every one of those comes to faith in Jesus Christ, okay? Now stop and think about this. That being true, every baby that's died did not come to faith in Christ and therefore went to hell. How about that? That's Calvinism. Now, I've heard some Calvinists, and they try to get around that and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now listen, the thinking is, if you're the elect, you are going to come to faith in Christ. And babies don't come to faith in Christ. And there are some people that never have the mental ability to come to faith in Christ, or they all died and went to hell, according to their own teaching. Whew. I don't believe that, by the way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.